Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing well on this fabulous Thursday. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy you're listening. We're going to be talking a bit today about archetypes, and specifically goddess archetypes. My guest is Stephanie Anderson Ladd. She's a psychotherapist, a writer, teacher, soul collage facilitator, and blogger, living in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, just down the road from me. Her website, Owl and Crow, is dedicated to exploring the divine feminine and helping women see themselves in their many facets through the lens of goddess archetypes. So, Stephanie, are you here with me?
I'm here, Sherry, and happy to be here.
Great, I am too. I'm happy you're here. Stephanie, let's just start at the beginning. What's an archetype?
Well, an archetype is a pattern or a symbol that's really part of the collective unconscious that we can all relate to. It helps us understand ourselves better. Archetypes are the characters that we're familiar with from our dreams, from fairy tales, from myths. And, they're just something we all resonate with, we tap into, we understand on a kind of deep level.
So they're kind of like, I always think of archetypes as kind of energetic configurations of, it's like you said, we can tap into it and it's almost bigger than we are. It kind of has its own energy system, and it helps to kind of help us to evolve, perhaps know ourselves better. And I think it brings complexity to our sense of self too, you know?
Absolutely. I agree with you.
You know, I think sometimes in this world we're living in our, you know, I see so many people who are living lives like most people are, pretty normal kind of lives of working and maybe taking care of children or family or relationships of some kind and trying to, you know, financially take care of things in that way. And we can kind of, I think, sometimes lose a sense of our own mystery, you know, of our own journey that we're on with just those kind of demands. And I think that the archetypes help us to kind of like almost tap into and activate and ignite that kind of deeper who we are, you know, that deeper journey that we've all been on. Now, you have, like I said in your intro a little bit, but I didn't really fully go into it, but I'd like to do that. You have a mystery school, a modern mystery school, an online modern mystery school, and in part what you're teaching is about working with goddess archetypes. What's the difference, let's say, what is a goddess archetype?
Well, there are many, many, many goddesses, and they have been with us. They're in every single culture and every corner of the world. So before Christianity and, you know, the Judeo-Christian Muslim religions, God was a woman. We actually, as human beings, we worshipped the goddess. And so as it turns out, like I said, every single culture had their own version of the goddess. And we could say the feminine face of God, because I think there's a masculine face of God as well. But, you know, so throughout these different cultures and mythologies, we can meet and understand the various goddess archetypes, from, you know, Aphrodite to Selene to Artemis to Kuan Yin to Mary, Sekhmet, Isis, all, so every culture. And each of these archetypes, each of these goddesses represents different energies, and they have different qualities or attributes specific to them. So in some ways, we could kind of say they're a little bit two-dimensional, but we also, you know, we as multidimensional human beings can resonate with these many parts, because we have many parts to ourselves. So we mm-hmm. might, on some level, you know, let's say we're trying to activate more love and perhaps sexual energy. So we might resonate with the Aphrodite archetype, or we might just carry that archetypal energy without even really knowing it, you know. So, and, you know, if we're compassionate, giving, caregiver type women, we might resonate with Mary or Kuan Yin or Tara, you know, some of the more compassionate mother goddesses.
Mm-hmm. How did you... what was your kind of introduction into goddess archetype, goddess, you know, how did that come about for you? How did you get interested in this?
Well, I think I've always been interested as a little girl. I was always interested and loved to read fairy tales and myths. So, you know, from that sort of beginning, when I found Goddesses and Every Woman, Goddesses mm-hmm. and Every Woman by Jean Shinoda Bolen, and that was, I think, in the, I'm going to say, late 80s, early 90s, where she really talked about those Greek goddesses and what their archetypal meaning was. And she's kind of, she's a Jungian. So from that perspective, and I had been studying Jungian psychology, I just really resonated with that idea of, you know, kind of choosing and understanding ourselves through these goddess archetypes, saying, oh yeah, that's, you know, I have some Artemis energy, or I can relate to Aphrodite in this way. And so that was a beginning. And then when I was in my early 40s, I had an experience where I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I started doing some deep healing work on my throat chakra area, where the, you know, thyroid's located. And in this work, I had a visitation by Mary, Mother Mary, Virgin Mary, and Mary Magdalene, and both of these goddesses came to me. And so, you know, a lot of my work, healing work, was on a spiritual level. And so I didn't really have a lot of experience with these goddesses. I did not grow up Catholic or have a whole lot of exposure to them, but I really felt their presence strongly, like one on each side of me. And I got some messages from them and some instructions from them about what some of the things that I could do for myself. And one of the things that I was, in a sense, told to do was to create a collage, a mandala, of the Great Mother. And part of this was my own healing of my own relationship with my personal mother, which was needed some healing. And I felt like this was part of my work in healing through the thyroid cancer. And so I did this. I followed through, and I made this beautiful mandala through collage. And by doing that, it really opened up a whole new world for me of creativity and art that I had kind of suppressed and not really allowed myself to do up until that point. And so, you know, it was healing on so many different levels. And, you know, from that point on, I really started embracing this idea of the divine feminine and exploring all the different facets and archetypes that she takes. And
Stephanie, we're going to have to take a break in just a moment. Sorry to interrupt you, but
no problem.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more when we come back. That's very fascinating what you said about that. The visitation with the two Marys. You're listening to Intuit University and listening to Stephanie Ladd, who is the facilitator and the inventor and creator of the New Moon Goddess Mystery School. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. You're listening to Intuit University. And my guest today is Stephanie Ladd, who is a psychotherapist and the creator of the New Moon Goddess Mystery School. And if you want to find out more about that, we're going to talk more about it. But if you'd like to kind of take a look for yourself, you can find that information and more about the school, more about Stephanie on www.thegoddesstemple.net. Yes, I think I said that right. TheGoddessTemple.net. So Stephanie was talking about her experience with thyroid cancer and during her healing the two Marys, which would be Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary coming to her. You know, and as you were talking earlier about archetypes, I was kind of thinking that same thing. I was thinking that I remember reading the book too, goddess in every woman. And I remember it having kind of a profound effect on me because I read it and it didn't seem like any goddess in particular kind of really – I didn't feel like I really resonated to any kind of – any of the ones that were – she was discussing. I mean, there was some connection I had to some, but I didn't really feel a kind of, oh, I really feel that energy in me. And my experience is a little bit similar to yours. Obviously, I mean, I didn't have a health crisis, but I've had more of that same experience of kind of they're coming and kind of picking me out, you know, because I didn't grow up Catholic either. And I certainly, I'm, you know, with the work I do and all, I actually haven't even thought of myself as necessarily very Christian oriented, although I certainly am not anti-Christian. I just don't really fit into that parameter real well. And then so it was kind of a real surprise and almost a shock to me when I felt the presence of Mary, which I've always kind of felt like lingering around me since I was very young. I always had this kind of little like tingle of, oh, yeah, Mary, I know her. And then it came in much, much stronger as I got older. And then I eventually wrote the book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, about the seven levels of power manifestations of Mary's paradigm of her life. And that book, like, you know, writing the book just was so transformative for me because I felt like I kept getting downloads from Mary about it. And I hadn't really, it wasn't like a book where I really thought it out as much as I received it. And it's good to hear that you kind of also had that experience where it seems like they kind of picked you. You know?
Yes, it's true. And I have to say, reading your book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, I had that sense. Like, you really knew Mary. Like, it felt like Mary was coming through loud and clear. And it's just one of the best books I've read on working with
Mary.
Well,
thank you. Yeah, but it really
was in my class.
Yeah. You know, it was one of those books where, well, and they're not that common, I guess, but this was so instructive. Every morning I would take a walk and I felt like I was just receiving the download for the day. It was like, okay, here it is. Listen up. Get it, feel it, experience it. And simultaneously, and that's the thing about working, you know what, and that's a good point to bring up, is that when you work with archetypes, and especially I think as women with the goddess archetypes, is that because women tend to be, I think, centered more intuitively anyway, and more in our body in the way of, you know, just kind of, you know, the whole ancient kind of energy of women being, you know, creators and, you know, part of the earth in that way. I think the big thing to keep in mind that people maybe know, maybe don't know, but certainly I'm sure this is true in your mystery school, is that when you invoke that energy, it's not, it doesn't really just happen in your head. You know, it's not like you're learning something like, a mental exercise. I mean, certainly you learn it and you probably read it and experience it in that way and even do writing. But I think your example is so powerful because I think that's the truth of an archetype, is that it actually transforms you body, mind, and spirit. You know, it works in you. It works in your energy. It works. It's not just a nice kind of story and thought, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it just has this incredible impact on our life that when you're in that, you really realize, you know, this is bigger than me. This isn't just an entertaining little television program that I'm going to check out with, you know?
No, not at all. It's almost like they stir you, you know, they bring you to a new level of consciousness. And I think, you know, you kind of, like you said, you kind of work with them for a while. I really think a lot of times the most powerful is when you really feel gripped by an archetype. Like it, like you said, Mary came to you and Mary came to me as well. And, you know, I didn't feel like I even had any choice. It was just kind of like, okay,
exactly.
Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, listen up because you don't have a choice.
Yeah, I'm here.
So I'm really interested. Now, you work with Mother Mary, I know, in the New Moon Goddess Mystery School. If you're not comfortable with this, you don't have to do it, but I'd be so curious as to know Mary Magdalene, when you had that encounter with her, what was that like? I mean, what kind of energy did you kind of feel with her?
Well, I thought it was really interesting that they both were there, you know, and I questioned that later, kind of like, I wonder why they both came together. And by the way, this was right before the Da Vinci Code came out. So,
interesting.
You know, I didn't really have all that information that kind of, that opened up a whole nother way of looking at Mary Magdalene. But at the time, I did have this sense that the Virgin Mary was the spiritual, and Mary Magdalene was the earthly, and, you know, sexual versus spiritual, you know, and how we've been split, and on some level, I felt like it's the two Marys, but it's the one Mary, like, you know, Western civilization, religion, you know, the Christian religion has caused that split. I don't think it was there at the beginning.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, that makes perfect sense because you're right. Because previous to Christianity, I think they probably were not separated, you know?
Yeah, right. I agree.
That the mother goddess and the goddess in general was, you know, there was a lot of that earth sexuality, sensuality, but there was also that incredibly pure connection with spirit, too, with this divine energy.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's a really good insight, actually. I agree. They're probably two aspects of that one dynamic goddess energy. You know, it's interesting, too, because this was thyroid cancer. And thyroid is, like you were saying, that's the fifth chakra, and that's about our expression. And it's interesting that out of that healing came, you know, like you said, you did a collage for the mother archetype goddess, and you also, I don't know, how long have you been doing the New Moon Goddess Mystery School?
Well, this is a new project for this year. Last year I did, I call them Goddess Temple e-courses, so I did my first e-courses last year, and I wrote a little workbook, a 70-page workbook that I self-publish called In the Lap of the Goddess, Connecting with the Divine Feminine, and that's available on my website. And I chose six goddesses to work with at that time, and that was the triple goddess of Persephone, Demeter, and Hecate. And then I also worked with Kali, Yemaya, and Aphrodite, which I called the alchemical goddesses. So last year I did e-courses around all six of those goddesses. And this year I decided to just again, kind of felt like I wanted to do an e-course and which goddesses did I want to work with. And I've been working a lot more with the moon cycles and really tuning into, you know, as women, we are so aligned with the lunar cycles. So I was looking at the new moons for this summer, and the new moon in Cancer in July suggested the two Marys. So the first month of the e-course. Yeah, because Cancer is the sign of the mother goddess.
Right.
And so it just, I just went, okay, well, I need to work with the two Marys. I mean, they've been with me a long time, and I would really like to, you know, I think every teacher explores what they want to learn more of and delve into and, you know, needs on some level. So I chose the two Marys for July, which starts July 8th, and then the second month's new moon is in Leo. So that suggested Sekhmet, the lion-headed goddess of Egypt, and her energy is about power and power in the sense of our anger as well as our passion. So we're going to explore that. You know, women, we often disown our own power. We don't know how to express our anger. Oftentimes we either repress it or we maybe feel like it's out of control. So,
You know, we're going to have to take another break in just a minute. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the goddesses, about the school. You're listening to Intuit University. We'll be right back.
stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing good this afternoon. This is Sherry Dillard. And just want to remind everybody, my website is www.sherrydillard.com, and I have got some new pictures up on my website, which actually they're not completely all up yet, but I'd love for you to just take a look at it and maybe sign up for my newsletter. I don't put too many of them out, but list my classes and different events and different articles, so you might want to check that out. We're listening today. We're talking to Stephanie Ladd, who has a new moon goddess mystery school. And right before I interrupted her and went to break, she was telling us about the different goddesses that are featured in this summer's mystery school. And the first month is the two Marys, Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. And then in August, we've got Sekhmet. And so what's the third month?
Yes. So on the new moon, the Virgo new moon, so Virgo is the sign of the priestess, and we could say the queen, we're going to visit and get to know Guinevere. And she's sometimes known as Guinefar, the Welsh triple goddess, and then in the British Isles she became Guinevere, you know, the wife of Arthur. Mm-hmm. And her energy is about sovereignty And I'm going to work a little bit with the idea of the queen being the sort of missing archetype from the maiden, mother, crone triad, the triple goddess. A lot of times, you know, we women, because I think we're living a lot longer than we used to, we aren't quite ready to leave, you know, when we leave the mother years and before we enter the crone years. I think there's this year, the years of the queen, which could be sort of our 40s, 50s, and 60s. So that's what I'm going to explore with Guinevere, as well as the inner masculine and inner feminine dynamic that King Arthur and Queen Guinevere represent working together. And so we're going to talk a lot and work on the inner masculine and feminine marriage.
So going back to, so the triple goddess represents mother, crone?
Yeah, maiden, mother, crone.
Oh, it's mate. Okay. So the triple goddess is maiden, mother, crone. And I see. So you're, I think that's great to put the queen in there.
Yeah, it has been suggested. And you know, so many women, I know myself included, I'm in my 50s, it's not quite ready to be a crone. I mean, you know, I'm not slowing down that much. And I think in our queen years, we tend to be pretty powerful by that point.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I'm in my 50s too. And yeah, I agree with you. It's kind of, in fact, you know, I thought a lot about that because I thought, you know, at the age I am now, I actually have so much more centered energy than I had in the past, which is a really nice thing. So, you know, I've heard so many different kinds of things about the queen as an archetype. Not all of it real positive either. I mean, some of it is, but some of it is also can be kind of a little bit, you know, kind of self-serving or haughty, maybe. What's your sense of, tell me about, how would you describe the queen as an archetype?
Well, you know, every archetype has its shadow. So, you know, on one level, we could see the queen as sovereign, whole unto herself, holding her power, standing her sacred ground. You know, we could kind of look at the scepter as a symbol of, you know, holding that power. And so that, in a positive sense, could be just, you know, we women learning to own our power and not give it away to anyone. And then, you know, so a shadow aspect of that might be, you know, being overpowering or over-dominating, over-controlling. And then maybe on the weaker aspect, the shadow aspect way of looking at it would be we don't have enough power. You know, we give away our power, we feel ineffectual, and we haven't really risen to the occasion and sort of owned our power. So, you know, in the balanced aspect, we are queens when we are kind of living out our soul purpose.
Oh, I like that. You know, that's a very good way to look at it. Yeah, you know, when we're kind of maybe more aware of that too, it could also, I don't know if it makes sense what I'm feeling about this, but it could also kind of be, you know, because the queen we associate with a throne, you know, as kind of that higher form of energy that's kind of pretty, you know, it's all, like I said, it feels more centered, you know, all of the kinds of energy that maybe we don't know, we no longer need for our own kind of expression in this world, our soul path. Maybe that's scattered away a little bit, and we're able to see that within ourselves much clearer, that kind of sense of who we are, what we're here to do, and have the power to go ahead and express that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know, because it's so true, even when we're in the kind of the younger years, the maiden and mother, is that it seems like there's so much of our lives that aren't ours, you know?
Yes. Yeah, we're giving it away.
Dispersing it to so many others that the queen might be that time, like you said, where it can be really about kind of drawing that our own kind of inner resources and forces and soul energy to be perfectly expressed in the world. So then from that, you go into the inner male in the masculine and the inner feminine. So Guinevere, you said, was the queen to King Arthur. That's where I've heard of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that you say that, of course, Guinevere. That's right. Okay. And so what's that? What's the complement then of Guinevere as King Arthur? What's that male masculine energy like?
The King Arthur energy?
Yeah.
You know, he's would represent in a similar way, being sovereign. It's said that a king really can't have sovereignty over his land without the queen. So, you know, we're talking about how the inner masculine and feminine work together and serve each other.
Right.
If we're out of balance there, then, you know, it's going to show. You know, if we're too masculine, say as women, you know, we might be over opinionated and dominating, and you know, have some qualities that aren't being expressed in a very balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the story of the Fisher King who had the wound.
Right.
You know, and that story really is about the fact that his wound was not being in alignment with the queen, not having the mm-hmm. feminine aspect to complement his leadership. And so he's wounded without that. And, you know,
right.
we could say,
well,
we
you know, really, you could look at you could look at us culturally too and mm-hmm. say that that's part of the wound I think that
yes.
we've been suffering from culturally is that
yes.
we've had so much leader, male, masculine, out of balance energy
mm-hmm.
that hasn't been serving at all, paying right. really very much attention to that inner feminine energy,
yeah.
whether or not you're male or female, but that.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I think we have been wounded in that way. And, you know, I think what's interesting, too, is I think that I know that since 2012, and that's when the Mary book was starting to really percolate. Well, actually, it was already being written at that point. But mm-hmm. that energy just started to really, not just in the form of Mary, but certainly in the form of the Divine Feminine. It just seemed to me to be kind of a gateway for the Divine Feminine, for that emergence, just collectively in our
yes.
consciousness, but also in a really, really way, real way in our everyday lives. In,
mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what's happening. I think that even though life is going on as kind of normal predicted in terms of, you know, corporations and business and the way that we've been doing things for so long, I think that there is an undeniable, just like, you know, you had that encounter with the Marys and I'm sure other archetypal energy. I think that collectively, we're kind of encountering that Divine Feminine energy. And it's going to kind of, I think we have to pay attention to it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, you know, these are powerful energies that, you know, we think we're powerful, and we are. We're incredibly powerful, but only when we're in that true sense of space within ourselves of that divine energy.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking right now with Stephanie Ladd. We're going to come back in a couple minutes. I do want to get a little bit more into the her. I'd love to hear a little bit more about your practice, psychotherapy practice, and how the archetypes might kind of help people in that way. Again, the website you're going to want to go to find out more about the Mystery School is www.thegoddesstemple.net. If you want to know a little bit more about Stephanie, her website is www.owlandcrow.salad.com, and that's salad with two D's, salad.com. I'm sure that's not what it's meant to be, but I'm sure you didn't
my name.
Salad. Yeah, I kind of see that. I just made your name into salad. But, yeah, so you might want to check those two out. Stephanie is going to be working, I think you're going to, with my book, The Miracle mm-hmm. Worker's Handbook, and part of the section on the two Marys. So I'm really
yeah.
kind of excited about that. We're going to come right back and we'll talk a little bit more about the school and archetypes, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. You're back with Intuit University. We're having a great show today, learning, talking all about goddesses, the New Moon Goddess Mystery School that Stephanie Ladd is the creator of. That's going to start, by the way, on July 8th. Now, you're going to want to check this out on her website, www.thegoddesstemple.net. If you sign up for the course, then she's going to give away the 70-page full-color ebook In the Lap of the Goddess, Connecting with the Divine Feminine, for everyone who enrolls in the course. So you might want to kind of check that out too. By the way, if you're interested, we talked about the 3 months, July, August, and September, the first two being the two Marys, the second one, Sekhmet, and then the third, Guinevere. If you want to enroll for all three of them, that's wonderful. If you would like to choose one or two and maybe not all three or just one, you can do that too. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Stephanie, who's this for? Like, what kind of person enrolls in the school? What's the course designed for? Who?
I have people, women all around the world taking this course. I think it's for women who are seekers, women who are ready to do some soul work and deepen their understanding of the divine feminine, who want to be in community with like-minded women, because once you enroll in my course, you're part of a secret Facebook group where we all are sort of able to convene. It's called the Goddess Temple. And so we're able to post pictures of our altars that we create, or photos of our art that we've taken, because each course has an art component. Like in the Two Marys course, we're going to make a goddess rosary, and we're going to be
I have
a guest artist, Jennifer Mantle, who makes goddess rosaries, and she's going to show us how to make one. And in Sekhmet, we're going to paint Sekhmet with an artist named Lisa Tuchek, who's a wonderful painter, and she's going to create a video tutorial. And then in the Guinevere course, I'm going to teach soul collage, which is my thing, and we're going to make soul collage images of Guinevere, or sort of our inner masculine and our inner feminine, and the union of the two. So, it's a really rich course, and so women who like to do this sort of creative work as well as spiritual work. It's very practical. I mean, that's what I love about your book, Sherry, is that it's so practical. It's just such a wonderful way to, work with Mary and sort of have a sense of her in the real world. And so I have some ideas, too, about how we can sort of on a daily basis really bring her in.
Right, yeah, which is so important. I'm thrilled that you're going to be using the book, the Miracle Workers Handbook. If people out there haven't heard of it, that's you can get that on Amazon or many bookstores. It's, like I was saying earlier, it's a book about the seven powers in manifestation of Mother Mary. So, I want to ask you, we don't have a lot of time left, but maybe real quick, do you use the goddess energy in your psychotherapy practice?
I do, to some degree. I don't always use it, but when I feel that I'm working with a woman who is open to it and sort of seeking that, a lot of my background is in transpersonal psychology as well as archetypal psychology. Mm-hmm. So when I can use that and it feels appropriate and my clients are open to it, I love to work with the goddess archetypes and help women really, understand themselves better and make, transformational discoveries.
Yeah, that's it. And you do psychotherapy. You've got a fascinating practice, it sounds like it. Do you do that in Chapel Hill, North Carolina?
Yep, I have a office here and in Cary.
Oh, nice. Very good. Yeah. Well, if anybody's local, that sounds like the best kind of therapist to have, I have to tell you, that can combine all of that kind of energy. It's really wonderful. And you said that you work with archetypal psychology, too. What is that for anybody that might not be aware?
Well, it is really just working and understanding how, working with archetypes and understanding how various archetypal energies can, help us and how we can kind of resonate with them. So everybody usually has some, I would say maybe 10 or 12 archetypes that are really kind of prominent in their life. So if we start exploring that, we can usually discover what archetypes you've been drawn to in your life. It might be the magician or the teacher or the caregiver or the seeker. So understanding those archetypes can really help us. Sometimes it's the orphan and the wounded child. So it can really help us as just kind of a guidepost to saying, this is something I resonate with, or this is something I'd like to heal. And we can move on. Certain archetypes we can, in a sense, outgrow, or they no longer sort of serve their function anymore. So we might want to either invite in new archetypes that we're striving towards, or else, like we've talked about, they might just sort of come in and say, hello, time to work with me.
I thought a lot about archetypes, too, as it comes to our spiritual purpose. You know, so many times it's one of the most common questions I get from people because, you know, a lot of times, like I was saying earlier, we all want to know why we're here. We all want to have purpose. We all want to have that meaning. And I take that back. It's not that we want to have it. It's that we do have it. We absolutely, it's part ingrained within, it's probably the strongest part of us. Mm-hmm. But when we don't know what that is, when we're not connected to that part of us, then we kind of flounder and it's like we're not really in our full power. We're not activated in that way that and it's one of those things when you know you have that, when you know that you have activated that inner energy within yourself, then you can get through almost anything, you know, and you can achieve and you can create so much. And I have to say, you know, I really feel like since 2012, the Divine Feminine is, you know, it's surfacing. I mean, she's never left. She's always been here. It's always been, you know, a complete balance of male and female, but we haven't really in our collective consciousness embraced the Divine Feminine in the way that I feel like she's coming back into full force. So I have to recommend, you know, truly anybody, you might really want to look at this course again. It's www.thegoddesstemple.net. Take a look. I think that it's a great time to activate that goddess energy within you, the Divine Feminine, and kind of unleash some of that energy. I think your life will be enriched for it. I know mine has been tremendously since I've kind of embraced more of my own Divine Feminine and Goddess energy. And I've, you know, some of them can be a little scary, but that's okay. I think that's kind of a good thing. You know, I remember when I first got into it, it was Callie. I thought, oh my gosh, this Callie is a crazy girl. And then I love her. And now I absolutely love Callie. But I remember first seeing even an image of her, like holding skulls, like, oh my gosh, what is that about? I can't be like that. And now I kind of went through a real Callie phase where it helped me so much.
I agree.
So please, everybody, check that out. Again, I'm Sherry Dillard. My website, www.sherrydillard.com. My book, The Miracle Workers Handbook. And it's been great having you, Stephanie. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you all next Thursday. Take care.
Thank you, Sherry.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.